Hi, I am Coach Emilio. Welcome to the Escuela del Sur. If you are a sports coach, do you want to find more freedom in your decisions and opportunities and find solutions in the day-to-day work of your profession? This podcast is for you. I will tell you from my experience as a coach in Dubai and interviews with coaches around the world, the habits, techniques, valuable background, and tools that can guide you and give you more results with less effort. I invite you to give your coaching career more possibilities and confidence in the competitive world of sport. Listen to our episode to get ideas to optimize your professional profile with continuous improvement. So, you can get more results, improving your quality of life along with your profession and your passion. We start.
Let's go forward to the technical things. You told me something blew my mind about the angles for different giants. So I give you this moment for give you the freedom to talk about the technical things about Univen bars because I know you love this apparatus. If the people listen on the podcast, what is important for teach Univen bars?
Okay, first of all, like I said, Univen bars is about rhythm. It's about timing. It's like a choreography. There are some girls that will be able to get away with muscling up, but it's not the best. Bars is about swinging. If it's a tap swing, it's hollow arch tap. Hollow arch tap. When you are doing a giant, it is important for you to realize that you start on the handstand. And when you're on the handstand, it's important to push and grow as much as you can. But when you start falling, you gotta push the bar as well. Bars is a very special event. Like if you are teaching a giant, you have the bar. And if you're going to do the giant, it is important that we understand that you start on the handstand. Your head needs to be neutral. From here to here, your body needs to drop flat and continue to have your head neutral. Understanding that you will find the low bar around here. And right over here, it is important that you hollow. Now, at all this time, we need to understand that the bar needs to be pushed by the wrist. And your arch needs to be exaggerated. Your tap needs to be late. So when you are at this point, is the moment where you're going to hang off the bar. You push the bar from here to here. You hang over here, and the moment that you pass the vertical, you start pushing the bar again. So on bars, there is a lot of pushing more than just pulling right there. So from handstand, drop, pushing the bar. Push the bar and pull the bar. And then over here, you start pushing the bar again. So it is not just about swinging. But yeah, that's pretty much it. You know, push, pull, push again. And what is very important is for girls to understand to exaggerate this shape over here. And a lot of girls, a lot of times, will do the arch above the bar. And if you arch above the bar, that's going to create for the girls to tap too early. And if the girls tap too early, they will start shifting too early. And instead of doing the right shape, what is going to happen is that if you arch early, you tap early. And if you tap early, your body is going to go this way. which is the opposite way of what you want to do. So the change of shape, it is very important to happen at the same time as well. And as I mentioned, is a lot of pushing. So push, pull, push, hollow, arch, and tap. One of the biggest issues with the girls is that a lot of them will regrip too much. So what do I mean by regrip? When they are on the front of, when they are behind the bar, what they do is this. And if you do this, your elbow will bend. If your elbow will bend, that means you are hanging from the elbow when you are actually wanting to hang from the shoulder. So that is one of the things that I would point out that are the biggest mistakes that can happen on bars.
If you can explain us the holy Bible of bars, what for you is fundamental in bars for growing the future to the performance?
I think girls need to know how to tie the body, how to transition their shapes, how to understand, like I said, push, when to pull, and when to push again. Gymnastics, really, the most important skill in gymnastics in general, not just on bars, is the handstand. From the handstand, you can create and build a lot of things. I think that for bars, your glide kick is very important. Your tap swing is very important. Your cast handstand is very important. And understanding the timing of a dismount is very important. So you have about also your having a good element or a skill from the group 3-6-7, which is either clear hip or toe handstand or stall there. From that, you can build a lot of things. Now, one thing I would suggest that the coaches is do not focus just on one. I experienced that. I had some girls that I fought so much to teach them the clear hip. And once I exposed them to the toe handstand, it was a lot easier. So from the toe handstand, you can get a Maloney, you can get a Ray, you can get a Church, you can get a toe full, and you can get an in-bar stall there. So for a lot of girls, it will be easier to learn that skill. So again, four bars is glide hip, having a nice hip extension, cast handstand, tap swing, a good 3-6-7 skill, and a good nice layout this month, because you can build from all of those skills. So five skills, I think, is the most important on bars.
Amazing. So my last question about this technical thing about bars, how you detect, how you make this talent detection on bars, and how long can be the work in a gymnast in years for reach a nice high bar level?
Okay, well, not all the girls have the ability to swing bars. And I know that's a hard thing to say, and it's hard for some people to hear. But I believe in a lot of trial and error. I had a gymnast. She was actually from El Salvador. And with her, I taught her to do clear hip, but her clear hip was never good. She was here. Then she learned toe handstand. She learned stall there. And then she learned, how is this called? Endo. And if a gymnast is flexible, stall there will be great for her. Flexible and long legs preferable. And then if a girl has a quick, sharp, snap drop, clear hip could be good. Or if she's not that quick, it could be probably a toe handstand. Then after that, you just start playing, so to speak, and try to experience it. I had a girl that learned Ginger, and then she learned Jäger. I had a girl that did Church and did To Catch. Right now, I am experiencing a few girls with some insecurities about and some fear about the bell. Well, some people call it stuske on bars. So I am going back to straddle back, which is for some girls is scary, but for some other ones is good. I had a girl that had an elbow injury. She was doing shoot over, so I had to change it to pack. But then while doing pack, we were having some fear issues, and at the meantime the elbow was still bothering her, so I went and I did straddle back with her. I think it's having an open mind and understanding that it doesn't matter how much I know, it doesn't matter what I like and what I don't like. It matters of I would try to find a way to adapt to the girl. Obviously, you cannot always do that with all the gymnasts, because not all the gymnasts make it all the way to level 8, 9, 10. And you want to find a way of how to communicate and how to find whatever is adaptable to that specific girl. The only way you can find that is by experiencing with them, throwing them, so to speak, to do different things and see which way their body reacts better and in which way their body understands better. A lot of times I tell my girls, don't use your brain today. Let your brain rest and let your body lead you. And I think that happens a lot on bars, is the way of teaching the girls and helping the girls understand which skill is gonna help them to perform easier and better. So a lot of communication with the girl and play with different skills, because not all the girls are gonna be able to do the same skills as others. And now you even have the opportunity to do, you don't even have to have a same bar release. You can do Chaposh, you can do Maloney. So on top of the Ginger, Jäger, Ray, Church, Rikna, or Tkachev's. So you have several options on how to put together a bar routine. It's always trying to find what the girl adapts better to, what she's more confident with, and what her body understands more.
Great. And how long can be for a gymnast to perform at a high level of bars?
Well, it depends. I believe that when your girls are level 5, they should be already working on different stations for releases. So, if you have a strap bar is a must. You know, the high bar, the metal bar for the boys, for the girls to use gloves and straps so they can start creating their skills there, is a very good way to start introducing to new skills. And then there are a lot of similar drills that can help the girls with 3 or 4 or 5 different releases that have a similar movement. Like when it's throw the bar, there is certain skills that you drills that you can be working towards that. Tossing a mat, behind you, handstand blocks, little stuff like that, back extension roll to hop up onto a panel mat that is going to help them to understand the pushing of the bar to get onto the mat. So I would say, again, level 4 or 5, you should start introducing pirouettes. You should start introducing different drills for the releases that you will be working on the future. Obviously, it's important to realize that you don't have to stop doing what they need now just because you want to teach them a big skill in the future. It's important. Your basics need to be worked every day, and your build-up skills, you can add it up here and there on different side stations for the kids to work on while they are working on the skills that they need to have at that level that they are.
We want to make a special announcement. We have a new sponsor from FVQ's 3D Gym, an app developed from Wales and France, where you can find three apps, 3D Gym Woman, 3D Gym Men, and Trampoline. All information is available on Instagram and also on the website fvcubes.com. We also want to thank eGymnastic from Germany by Flavio Bessi, where you can find all the information about their new educational platform learning, gymnastic courses for all the coaches around the world. Thank you very much.
Wow. And now it's more clear for me your philosophy of coaching. So
yes,
it's very technical. You look the details, and also you dance, and also you laugh.
Yes. Yeah. So as much as I can.
All the recipe, all the recipe together. So Gerson, if you can give advices to the gymnasts, because you gave us a few in the beginning, and also to the coaches.
Yes.
What can be your advice to the gymnasts in this moment, in this reality they are immersed? More specifically, the gymnasts, they're looking for a college scholarship. What is your advice?
Okay, yeah. First of all, show up, be present. You know, I think hard work beats talent, and discipline will beat talent. And if you go every day that you are supposed to be and take every turn that you are supposed to take, and I'm not saying it has to be perfect every time, but if instead of getting on the bar 5 times in 45 minutes, you get 15 times in 45 minutes, your possibilities to earn, to gain your skills and to understand and become better is going to be easier. The more you do it, the better you become at it. Be on time. Eat well and as healthy as possible. Sleep well. I know nowadays it's difficult because technology, social media, and internet and video games and all that stuff. But if you have a dream, there are some things that you need to sacrifice. And there are some things that you need to pay the price for. And that would be eat well, rest well. Please talk to your coaches. If you feel that you have an injury or something like that, talk to your coaches, because if you keep it from them, we cannot help you. In English, there is a word that is called accountability, which means if you know that you are doing something wrong, don't deny it. Take responsibility for it. If you are not improving, and you are not improving because out of 5 days a week, you are only coming 2 days to practice, then that you have to be accountable about it. It's like, you cannot get to a place that you have never been before if you continue to do the things that you have always done. So if you want to go farther, you need to start doing things differently than you have always done it. That's the way it is. And there is a saying, when you do what you did, you get what you got. Meaning the result that you get is, or what you get is the result of the effort that you have put in. So that's pretty much what I would suggest to the gymnast. You know, the coach is there to help you, to spot you, to put a plan together. But at the end of the day, is the cook can make you dinner, but if you don't eat it, that's not on the cook anymore. That's on you. So you need to take responsibility for your actions and go and be productive. So, and if you don't, you feel that you're not getting from your coaches what you need, talk to them and tell them, you know, I think I could get a little bit more help from you. So, and for coaches, see, like I said, when I started, my goal was to have a lot of gymnasts in the national team. Now my goal is learn, grow, accept when I am wrong, know when to apologize, and always take responsibility. Because although I am not responsible for what people says or does, I am responsible for the way I react. So keep working, keep grinding. Sometimes you will see the result of your work within days, but sometimes it will take years for you to see it. So that's pretty much plan, because if you don't know where you wanna go, you will end up in a place that you don't wanna be. So plan accordingly. Plan of how, if this is your goal, plan how you're gonna do to get to this place. Be happy, be engaged, be present, and listen to your gymnast needs. And remember, we don't know it all. We all keep learning. We all keep learning, and there is always going to show up a girl that will challenge everything that you know, and she will prove you wrong even when she's not trying to prove you wrong. Because you can say, I have always done it this way. In the moment that you change a little bit, you will get a different result, and you will be like, wow, I didn't know. No, exactly. But you need to be willing to learn, and be willing to learn to change and adapt. That's very important. We are past the times where we would say, because I say so, because I'm the coach. No, we passed that a long time ago. Yes, we are the coach and the kids know it. But if you don't convince, if you don't inspire, well, you need to change. You need to make things happen in a different way. That's pretty much what I would suggest the coaches. Keep learning, keep growing. Reach out to people that knows more than you. Reach out to people that has been more successful than you. Ask questions. And remember, again, we don't know everything. And it's okay. It's okay not to know everything. It's okay not to have a national team member. It's okay not to have a collegiate gymnast. It's okay not to have a level 10 gymnast. What is not okay is not work to eventually get as close as possible.
What advice to the parents, because you are a father?
Gymnast parents, take your kids to practice. Try to stay in touch with the coaches. Don't try to tell the coaches how to do their job. Just support your kids. Love them. And don't see them as a don't see them as an investment, because at the end of the day, if you support them, it's because you want to support them. And, you know, it's difficult because a lot of parents see their kids as the next Olympian. Parents need to be open to criticism and need to be open to understand that not every kid will go to the Olympics. I need to understand that just because I want my daughter to do it doesn't mean she will be able to. And that doesn't mean she's bad or anything like that. It's just reality. It's parents love their kids, take them to practice, feed them well, support them as much as you can. And remember that this is your kids' sport. It's not ours. It's our kids' sport. It's not going to be forever. Let them play. Let them watch TV when they are home. Provide them with everything that is in your hands to provide them. But remember, you are not the coach. And you are not the gymnast. This is such a difficult topic, because you will see a lot of parents yelling from the stands, being upset with the coach, being upset with the judge. But it is, at the end of the day, you are not the one there on the arena. You are not there swinging the bars. You are not on the beam. You are not. And the only thing you need to do as a parent is that. Support them, love them. And if you have a problem with the coach, talk to the coach. Approach him gently. Because in that conversation, there will be understanding. And, you know, just one more thing that I came to my mind now that you were talking is, you know, I've learned these parents, their daughters are their princesses, right? And as their princesses, they want to protect them. They want to shield them. Every story has two sides. And usually the truth is in the middle. So it's important for parents to listen to their kids. And after they listen to the kids as much as they can, it's not necessarily that they have to become mama bear every time. They need to listen to their kids and then go and listen to the coach. And after that, make the judgment. Because feelings, emotions, assumptions, and expectations are very dangerous animals. And if they are not controlled, like they are not handled appropriately, is when conflict happens. But don't get me wrong, sometimes conflict is necessary to grow. Friction is necessary to make fire. Friction is necessary to create architecture, right? Friction is necessary to make diamonds and to work on the cast iron. But again, it is the understanding and respect is always important. So it can have a good outcome and the best benefit of the kid.
I want to mention here and now, Gerson yes. Ramirez, treasure of gymnastics.
Oh, thank you, Emilio.
So many things. I want to have you have so many things happen today in this conversation. I want to tell you honest. You're a treasure of gymnastics. You know why? Because it's not for nothing you have 31 years experience in gymnastics. I am 32 years old. You know? So every time when I talk with you, you bring something to the table new. You bring something to the table more deep. I want to tell you thank you. Because in Spanish, we explain other things.
Yes.
But this
yes,
in
right.
English is amazing. It's so many things we can provide to the new generation of coaches. So many things we talk, not from the point of wisdom. We talk just from our experience and we share with everyone to maybe some people will agree, some people will not.
Yeah.
But
No,
this is the
exactly.
amazing of gymnastics. Everyone can explain,
Yes.
everyone can share.
Yes.
If you are just now in the last episode, remember we
Yes.
have other before interviews
Yes.
from this. It's a season with Gerson Ramirez from
Yes.
Atlanta.
Thank you.
We can find these interviews in Spotify, Apple Podcasts, LinkedIn, YouTube, everywhere. And we will bring the contact of Gerson here and the Podigy and
Yeah,
on
absolutely.
Spotify
Yeah.
for if they have some questions to you, Gerson. So
Yes, absolutely. Please feel free to contact me. And once again, thank you so much, Emilio. I enjoy sitting down and talking with you. I mean, it's just crazy how much we can talk and new things can keep coming. Again, thank you. And if there is anybody that wants to reach out, you're going to share my information with them, and I'm going to be more than happy to get back to them whenever is possible.
Yes, I'm totally agree. It's the way how I find you. So many other coaches can find you. You speak Spanish,
yes,
you speak English. All these episodes, we have all these episodes together. So if you want to drive, you can find World Gymnastic Coaches podcast, and you will find all these episodes from Gerson in English and also in Spanish. See you around, maybe in, we don't know,
thank
in
you.
US.
Oh, let's hope so. Sometime soon. Take care, Emilio.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And well, the episode has come to an amazing end. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to see you next time on the podcast for Coaches of the World, Escuela del Sur. Don't forget to subscribe, give us a 5-star rating, and check out all the episodes available on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Podcast, LinkedIn, and YouTube as Escuela del Sur. See you next time!